Back here on WREF, I'm Brad Klein. Happy you could join us on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. I'm joined by USI Women's Basketball Head Coach Rick Stein here on The Ref to talk about the schedule release for the Screaming Eagles, getting ready for the start of November, the first regular season game, November 3rd, against Franklin College. Also, the home opener, the full schedule on USIScreamingEagles.com. Coach, really appreciate the time. How are we feeling?
I'm feeling really good. Obviously, it's August, and you know, school's back in session. Our first week back this week, and our first kind of week back, back to the weight room, back to the practice court again, and we're a ways out, but it's nice to talk schedule already. It's kind of neat that we're talking about the season. It'll be on us really fast, and certainly excited to open up at home again. It's one of the things that we worked hard to do was try to get some home games in this non-conference schedule to be able to open up on opening day here at Liberty Arena. I think it's a really good thing, trying to get in front of our home fans early and often if possible.
Yeah, to start at home is great. To start against Franklin College on November 3rd, all really exciting. You guys stacked up some games against some D1 teams at home that are really interesting. Middle Tennessee, for example, and then you guys also play Murray State, which I know you guys played them last year, I believe, or was it 2 years ago?
We played them the last couple of years. Yeah. Murray kind of got on our schedule basically right when we got into Division I, we've done that home thing. They got to come back to us this year, and it's one of those games you hope to build some sort of a rivalry. They're not too far away. Murray State's proximity is good for us. Obviously, you got to find a win. The good thing is we found a win over there last year. Great road win for us. They end up winning Missouri Valley. They're 11th seed, I think, in the NCAA tournament. I mean, a heck of a year for them. And obviously, I think those things helped us to have a really another really good year. Murray's going to be good every year. They coaching staff all the way through to down through their team is always going to be good. You talked about Middle Tennessee. I think they made 19 straight postseasons, 12 of them NCAA tournaments. They were in the WBIT last year, lost in the championship game of that Conference USA. I mean, Coach Insel does an awesome job there. I mean, they're a perennial in that league. So, I mean, the teams that we have, those Division I's that we have, are not bums. They're really good, and they're really good mid-majors. See, of course, we got to go back to St. Louis. That's an A-10 champion just a couple years ago, WNIT champion a few years back. Obviously, we got a good win against them, this last season. At Tennessee is what it is. East Tennessee State's got a great program. Yeah. They're doing really well. So, you could go to Northern Kentucky. Again, that was a new staff last year, a former GLVC rivalry that went way back. I mean, we had some great runs against that team. Heck, that was a game that looked like we were going to get away this last year. We ended up winning, I think, by one or two, and had a heck of a ball game with them. So, we keep talking about schedule and how important it is, but it's tough. Every year it's tough, and this year is no different. We got a hard schedule. It's going to be all we want to get us prepared for the OVC, which starts before Christmas again. For the week before Christmas, we're going to be in OVC play.
And to your point, Coach, it's very difficult to put together a schedule, especially when you guys are a successful program. And teams, just frankly, they don't want to play you. So sure. The consequence of success is the difficulty, right, of putting together a schedule. Just take me through how you guys actually go about putting together a schedule when teams don't want to play you. You call up a team, you ask, hey, want a game, want a home and home. Do they just hang up on you? Oh, no. Rick Stein's calling. We don't want to play them.
It's not really like that, I guess. But, obviously – When people are putting together a schedule, they're hunting W's. Everybody wants to – got to find a W, got to find a win. But also, how do you find a home game? It's really hard to find home games right now for people to come in here. The cool thing is we've got a few of these that end up to be home and home. It's like a Murray State's a home and home. We go to them, they come to us. The only thing is that's not a gimme win. I mean, Murray State, just won Missouri Valley. They're going to – and I think they'll compete for it every single year. They got a chance to win it again this year. Same thing with Middle. That will be a home and home. They're going to come to us this year. We'll go back to them. Again, they won 26, 27 games last year, lost to their conference tournament championship, ended up in the WBIT. They're good, really good. The teams that we generally are getting calls from right now are those really good mid-majors and some of those power fours that are hunting W's against teams that might have a good net. And you know, we've had a good net these last couple of years. Obviously, our net helped us get an at-large bid last year at the WNIT. So everybody's hunting a good win and a win against a quality team. And in doing so, that doesn't mean we're always finding you know some of those same opportunities. We're finding those mid majors that are really good and have a chance to win their league, and makes for a tough schedule. We're not afraid to play anybody. We want a tough schedule. We want to make sure that whatever we do, we're getting ready for Little Rock on December 18th, I think it is, or whatever. I think it's the 18th of December. Morehead State comes here on the 20th. Those are the two most important games on our schedule right now to start, because that's the first one's OVC. Listen, I ain't going to tell you we're overlooking anybody before that. Not going to tell you that those are games that are important. They are. Our whole mindset is hey, you got to fight your way and get into that conference tournament, because that's going to be the way you're going to have a chance to make the NCAA tournament. You got to get that automatic bid by winning that OVC tournament right here in Evansville, Indiana, at the end of the season. So we want to be in it. We want to give ourselves a chance to be playing for that championship and have a chance to play, go into the big dance.
Point taken, Coach, on the importance of the OVC versus the importance of the non-conference. But I would be remiss if I didn't ask you about December 22nd and how you guys head into Christmas break with an opportunity to knock off one of the best programs in the history of women's college basketball, sure. Tennessee in Knoxville. It's a big game for you and for the team, but also for the university to have a stage like that at Tennessee. Why was it important to play them this year? And why, when you are playing them December 22nd, not the middle of the conference schedule, but it's after the start of the OVC slate. So it's a weird dynamic there.
Yeah, it really is. Obviously, they reached out. They were hunting games, and we're trying to find the right game and the right time. It's one of those where one of the premier programs of all time, and some would say it is the premier. So much history. Coach Summit, I had a chance to meet her many years ago. Go over there, watch a game. So cool, and to be a part of that history in that way. But obviously they haven't dropped off. I think they were in the Sweet 16 again this last year. They're new coaching staff, but man, they're good. And they play a crazy style. Pressure for 40 minutes, really fast, really quick offense. But a great opportunity and a great challenge for us. We won't play anybody in the OVC that's as good as Tennessee. I guarantee you that. So our mindset is as we go into Christmas, pick a great challenge, and to hopefully get us ready, because we're going to hit the road when we get back from Christmas. Then I think it's SIUE and Lindenwood, road games, tough road games to start the new year. Basically, I think it's New Year's Day and on the 3rd of January. We don't have an easy game coming then. It's January, February is going to be a grind. I hope Tennessee is the great fit and the right spot to help us as we move into that part of our season.
Again, USI Women's Basketball Head Coach Rick Stein is here on WREF talking about the schedule release for the Screaming Eagles. WREF will be covering all of the home conference games on top of a handful of non-conference games. So be on the lookout, usiscreamingeagles.com. The full schedule for which games WREF will be clearing. Very excited to be a part of it this year again. But, Coach, I'll just ask you this before I let you go. Talking about the schedule release, but ultimately it's more about the roster and the team rather than who the team is going to be playing, right? So without Meredith Raley, Vanessa Shafford, and Maddie Webb, Lexi Green, Lauren Carey, the seniors from last year, it's a very different team. It's a very new team. And now with the players back from the summer, I'll ask you this. What do you feel the identity of this team is going to be, the major difference between last year and this year?
Still trying to figure that out, yeah. Really. The cool thing is we get 6 weeks in the summer, and I think one of the most important parts of that is how do you come together as a unit? How do you come together as a team? We've got to get to know each other. You bring in 13 young women from all different parts of the Midwest of the country. I mean, Sarong's from Manhattan. I mean, we got them from all over. So what do you do? Well, you better get them on the same page. We better get working in the same direction. We better get to know each other. And I thought some were real good that way. I don't think there's ever a time where skills aren't important. Competition is important. The teaching part. And that's what, you talk about, we lost five seniors. There's a lot to learn. There's a lot to learn. The learning curve is really big. Seven new ones, more new than returners. So there's a lot of that going on right now. But But I like our progress. I like where we're going. Obviously, I don't think we're ever going to have a team that's going to be not be built defensively. We better guard. This team better defend. And, a year ago we gave up 65 points a game in the conference play. And that's not going to – we can't do that with this team. We're going to have to defend. 60 points is our number. It's not going to be about scoring people. We're going to have to stop people. And that starts on the defensive end. It starts with rebounding the basketball so we can get the ball going the other way. So, we're always going to, strive – or thrive, hopefully, on the defensive end. Strive to thrive on the defensive end. And that's kind of been our focus, most of our focus here early on, and it will be until we get it right.
Again, that's Rick Stein, the USI women's basketball coach here on WREF, talking about the schedule release and the team as a whole as summer is done and the ramp up for the season is right here. And so excited to see this team coming together ahead of the season and home opener November 3rd. Looking forward to that, Coach. Really appreciate the time and good luck.
Thanks, Brian. Appreciate it, buddy.
All right, with that, we take a step aside, but don't go anywhere. You're listening to WREF on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app.